This Week in High School Sports has a buzzer beater in Ravenna, a state record in wrestling, and a hockey milestone. Hello, I'm John Ross, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. In the time it takes to hear this sentence, Jacob Munger set a new state record. The junior from Alma won his wrestling match on Friday with a pin in just 4 seconds. At 171 pounds, that sets the new standard in the state, beating the previous record of 5 seconds. Alma is now 17-3 in dual meets this year and is ranked second in Division III. Team wrestling districts are set for March 17th with the finals on March 30th. Individual wrestling districts will begin March 20th and crown champions on April 2nd and 3rd. And if you are wondering, across all weight classes, the fastest pin in state history belongs to Pontiac Northern's Teddy Gillespie. In a 2002 match, Gillespie pinned his opponent in 3 seconds, or about as long as it takes me to tie my shoes. Pretty impressive. For more wrestling records and information, check out MHSAA.com. Game balls this week go out to two coaches and two student athletes. On the coaches' side, Kalkaska baseball coach Bill Vandergriff. Vandergriff is stepping down after 41 years in the Kalkaska dugout. He's a 2014 Michigan High School Baseball Coaches Association Hall of Fame member and led the Blazers to more than 700 wins in his career. He also led Kalkaska to 9 conference championships, 7 district titles, and an appearance in the 2006 Division III semifinals. Heartland wrestling coach Todd Chaney, he earned his 800th win in a dual victory over Adrian. His Eagles are now ranked number 3 in Division I and have also defeated number 6 Temperance Bedford this season. And on the student-athlete side, Jay Lee Long of Nuevo. The senior notched her 1,000th career point in a 54-40 victory over Grant. She came into the game needing 17 points to get to 1,000 and scored 18. The Lions of Nuevo are now 10-1 on the year. Long will be heading to Cornerstone University next year to play basketball. And for the second week in a row, Calumet icer Dean Locus. The senior had an assist in the Copper Kings 5-3 win over Marquette. It was his 199th career point, making him Calumet's all-time leading scorer. He passed his older brother, Brent, who was the previous record holder. Earlier this year, Dean passed Brent on the all-time assist record at Calumet as well.
Everyone in sports is in search of the elusive perfect game. Making every shot, completing every pass, striking everyone out, getting each call right. That's right, game officials enjoy the competition and seek perfection just like the players do. If you still have that competitive streak and want to help kids by giving back, maybe becoming a high school official is for you. To register, log on to MHSAA.com. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with Assistant Director Brent Rice.
Let's test your knowledge of high school basketball rules. With this, you make the call. The blue team is in control of the ball in the backcourt, and the red team is applying a full court press. 8 seconds into the possession, the blue team calls a timeout. You make the call. When play resumes, how much time does the blue team have to get the ball into the front court? Whenever play stops in the backcourt in high school basketball, for a timeout, a ball knocked out of bounds, a held ball, a foul or defensive violation, and a new throw-in is awarded, the 10-second clock is reset. This is different in several ways from the college rule. The blue team resumes play with a fresh 10-second count to advance the ball into the front court.
Thanks, Brent. You can be a referee. Go to the MHSAA website now to register.
2.6 left.
Oh, you got to get on
now. BB's going to shoot a prayer. He scores!
Yep, you gave him too much room.
Oh, my gosh.
You gave him too much room.
Kyle Beebe knocks down a triple at the buzzer in overtime. 64-62. The Ravenna Bulldogs win this one in overtime.
That was John Russell and Calvin Van Singel on the call of Ravenna's 64-62 overtime win over Montague, a game seen on the NFHS network. Just last week, we had buzzer beaters from Ravenna, Ubley, Kingsley, and Calumet all on the network. With district play starting March 22nd for the girls and March 23rd for the boys, now is a great time to sign up and check out all the action. The state semifinals for both boys and girls will be exclusively on the NFHS network. Those are April 7th and 8th. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, a production of the MHSAA network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross, and we'll see you next week.